A former Sunshine Coast surfing coach and World Surf League competitor has been jailed for child abuse crimes. Maroochydore District Court heard Connor John Christopher Lyons' offending occurred over a period of 2 years against eight boys aged between 7 and 12 years old. Lyons pleaded guilty to multiple offences, including 19 counts of indecent treatment of children, two of grooming, two of using a carriage service to access child abuse material. The 27-year-old was sentenced to 5 years jail, but due to time served in custody, he'll be eligible for parole on June 18. A treat as the final supermoon of the year graced sunny coast skies overnight, the moon appearing at its brightest and biggest just before 6 p.m. And for today's early rises around 4:20 this morning, we won't see another supermoon until May. Queensland Health is warning a surge of distressed or dead bats may be spotted during the warmer months, raising the risk of human infection. Locals are being urged to steer clear of the mammals and instead contact the RSPCA. And the Noosa Council has officially launched the Mayor's Christmas Appeal. Mayor Frank Wilkie says local charities, including the Salvation Army, St Vincent de Paul, Santa's Classy Helpers, U-Turn and Sunny Kids, will distribute the donations to those in the community who need them.
For many in our community, rising living costs makes it really difficult to put food on the table, let alone buy presents for the kids. I'm proud to launch this year's Mayor's Christmas Appeal with a donation of gift cards. Please join me by donating vouchers, gifts, or gift cards to help make this Christmas brighter for others who are doing it tough in our community.
Donations can be made at Council's Tawantan offices, Karoi Library, and Tawantan Noosa RSL Club.